Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Chris Ronchi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out.
St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Let's go.
What?
We ready to go?
Well, yesterday.
Are we fired up?
Everybody voted already.
Everybody. Oh, damn it. I missed it. 314-436-7900. Welcome in to the show today. We are, as we always are, unless there's like a Cardinals game or something, with you until 12 o'clock. Then the Gas House Gang happens. So you've got the phone number to call or text. You can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. You can also watch the show if you want to do that. If you want to see Amy and me, if you want to guess what we're wearing, you can do that. And then,
why does it sound salacious?
Well,
when you
can
say it like
guess
that.
What we're wearing. You can place bets with your friends, and then you could turn it on and you can win money. Right?
Is that true?
Well, with your friends. Yeah.
Oh, with your friends. Yeah, not officially.
That's right.
We're not in Vegas.
We are on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, however, at Chris Amy KMOX on Twitter.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Democrats ended up sweeping the first of the first major elections of Trump's second term. That includes Zohran Mamdani winning in New York. He is the next mayor there.
And it's Wednesday, which means we've got our midweek, midday, midlife. How about this statistic? 45% of men aged 18 to 25 have never approached a woman in person. 45%.
That seems like a huge number.
We'll
also
look more into that.
We will. The Blues and Capitals will play tonight. Blues have won a game after losing 7 straight. We'll see if they could put together a mini winning streak of 2. They could do that tonight.
They're on a one-game winning streak.
They are on a one-game winning streak. They will play tonight at 6:30. We're going to have Hancock and Kelly with us at 11 o'clock.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
That is Mamdani last night, who is the next mayor of the city of New York. And as I mentioned, Hancock and Kelly will be with us at 11. We'll get their thoughts on it. And what I am more interested in, and I think Amy is probably same thing here, is bigger picture, what it means, what last night says about how people feel about the two parties. Because we know that a lot of times, in fact, it happens every election cycle, when people are not happy with the way things are going right now, it doesn't matter what part of the ballot it is. If it is president, if it is House of Representatives, Senate, mayor, it doesn't matter what it is that the other party tends to do very well. That is if people are not happy with the way things are going right now and the other party is in charge. So last night, it wasn't just the mayor of New York, but the bigger races around the country that people were paying attention to. The governor of Virginia, a Democrat, won. Abigail Spanberger won by a margin of over 13 points. Mikey Sherrill is the New Jersey governor now, and she won by 13 points in her race. So those are areas where, you know, we've seen Republican governors. It's not like it's always a Democratic governor. So those results might mean something as we look ahead to 2026 and how people generally feel about both parties at the moment. Also, we should mention that the California Prop 50, which was the redistricting effort by Gavin Newsom, that passed by a pretty big margin, about 2-1. So it was a very good night for the Democratic Party last night. The question now, Amy, is what does it mean? Does it mean anything beyond last night? Is it a referendum on the current president and administration? Because a lot of people did vote based on that. Not everybody, but a lot of people did say in exit polling that that's why they went to the polls.
Yeah. Yes. I think the 30,000-foot view is where I'm going to start here, too, rather than breaking down the specific ideologies or policies of Zoran Mamdani, the new mayor of New York, who is a democratic socialist and has some very, very progressive policies. We could break those down, but what we're going to do is look at what that means for the whole country. And here is why I think that this matters, what we saw with the Democratic victories. There is an understanding right now, or at least an attitude within the right, within the Republican Party, that conservatism has won. Like, look what we have. We have Donald Trump in the White House. We won the House. The Republicans won the Senate. They've got a rather conservative Supreme Court, although you could even kind of set that aside because you don't appoint decisions, you appoint judges, and you don't quite know how they will make those decisions. But it is a snapshot fallacy to look at the right being in power right now and thinking, this is it, we have won. Remember,
but that's kind of been, don't you, and I think you're saying that because it's sort of been the feel for the last several months since the election, is that, see, all this, all this left, progressive, all this
example.
Stuff, it's over now.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that you've woke is over. You've
woke
probably heard
over,
that phrase a bunch.
And we've won. And even like you're seeing guys go on cable news whose whole careers, books, speaking tours have been about DEI and HR departments, as if that is somehow an issue that will remain an issue, that will continue to be relevant, that is always the winning take. And I just want to say it's not. And I get it. Whenever parties are in power, they do have this tendency to think, we've done it. We've shifted the tide of societal values and ideologies and voting trends. There was a big understanding, or at least thought, with the Obama presidency, right? That this was the new America, this was the new Democratic Party, and my oh my, did we swing far to the right after the Obama presidency. And let me tell you this, we're going to swing far to the left, because that's always what happens. And why does this matter? Well, first of all, I think this idea that Trumpism and MAGA Republicanism has won, that it's the future of our country, is not only naive and myopic, but it's ignorant, because what they're doing right now, what they're seeing in the name of victory, in the name of results, is you're seeing Donald Trump and the Republican Party bulldozing some of the constitutional fail-safes and barriers to being able to just allowing the party in power to apply their policies over the entire country. For instance, suddenly Trump doesn't want the filibuster anymore, right? Suddenly we think, okay, we don't like these judges, we don't like these politicians, we're going to either do a seek and destroy type process in prosecuting them or getting them out of office. We're going to push the boundaries of the executive office and the purview of the presidential power under the Constitution? Because right now they're thinking, because we've won, we've done it. But let me just tell you, when Zoran Mamdani is in office, and maybe he'll move up higher than mayor of New York, when AOC is in office, when Elizabeth Warren is still a senator, what you have done is you've effectively knocked down all those fail-safes and barriers, and you've paved the way for them to push their more progressive policies through more quickly than ever before because you didn't care about process.
Well, and I think that some of that, let's give credit to what some of the people you're talking about, their policies are, and they talk a lot about affordability for average people, which is kind of popular. You know, and Mamdani, I think his campaign, a lot of his campaign was about affordability for people and affordability in New York. And I don't know how much he can really do about that as mayor. Mm-hmm. I know he's talked about the, you know, the grocery stores and, you know, freezing rent. And I don't know if any of that stuff's going to work, but he's talking about making the city affordable for people who don't make a ton of money. Meanwhile, that's what, you know,
what Trump did.
Yeah, and that's and I hear AOC mm-hmm. and I hear Elizabeth Warren say the same thing for years and years. That's all they've really talked about is making life more affordable for people. And the president last night after the elections, you know, the results started to come in. He went to Truth Social and he said the reason that last night happened, he said two things happened. I wasn't on the ballot and the shutdown. And he says Republicans lost elections. He says those are the two reasons that Republicans lost elections last night, or and this was him tweeting last night. And then he reiterated that today during a breakfast mm-hmm. that he was having with Senate Republicans. And his quote is, I thought we would have a discussion after the press leaves about what last night represented and what we should do about it, and also about the shutdown. The shutdown was a big factor negative for the Republicans. This is Donald Trump saying mm-hmm. that the shutdown is hurting his party. And you go to Virginia and they had that tunnel project, which I guess thousands of people lost their jobs. And it was a project that was supposed to get federal funding. And this administration shut that down. Well, that probably played a huge factor in why those people voted against the Republican nominee for governor there.
So.
And that's just an example.
Yeah, no. And in my long and winding opening to this, one reason why I'm so frustrated, a really good conversation the other day between Yuval Levin, who I highly recommend people read, and Jonah Goldberg. And this is why this matters, Ranj. I talked about the snapshot fallacy that this, oh, the right in power, woke is dead. This is how it's forever going to be. No, it's not. It's not. That's why processes matter, because whatever you do, you have to imagine your worst enemy doing. But as Yuval Levin pointed out, Trump is one economic downturn away from a 20% approval rating. He just is. And Trump ran on lowering grocery prices. And guess what he did not do? He did not lower grocery prices. So guess what? When you have Democratic politicians running on affordability and grocery prices, people are going to want that. They're going to say, hey, what's happening now isn't working. And they're going to shift. And people do shift. 97%, about 97% of people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016 also voted for Romney in 2012.
Yeah.
And as Yuval Levin pointed out, they're two very different people. And this is what Yuval Levin said, which I think is just absolutely spot on. What Donald Trump proved is you can trample the dogma and shibboleths of the conservative right. You can trample any traditions of the right as long as you have the correct tone attacking the left. And that's why, even in this populist moment, you need to take the political elite seriously, because leaders matter. And what Trump was able to do is cause the right to abandon all of its prior set of principles and focus solely on a set of resentments that were there, but were never prioritized in the same way.
And here's the thing about that is one thing I think people do resent a lot is the fact they are looking at the top earners in the country have made a killing in the last several years since COVID. They've done very, very well, while the rest of America has not done particularly well. There was just a recent report done about that wealth gap, and they have seen the top 10 richest people, just people, not top 10%, but top 10 richest people saw their wealth increase by almost $700 billion in the past year. Meanwhile, things are stagnant for everybody else, and tax bills for people who don't make very much money are about to go up, while those who make a lot of money are going to see a massive decline in their taxes. Don't think people aren't paying attention to that.
And what you just, they are. What you just described is what's called a K-shaped economy. A K-shaped economy, right? Here's the status quo, and then the very wealthy go up, and the rest of us go down. That's the K-shaped economy that we're experiencing right now.
And we are going to talk to Todd Krentz, president of Krentz Financial, about that idea, how to build credit. We're going to talk to him about a bunch of different things. That'll be at 10 o'clock. That's coming up on the show. And we'd like to know if you paid attention to the results of elections around the country. You know, not necessarily local elections, but are you paying attention to what's happening elsewhere? Let us know and what you think. Leave us a message on the Odyssey app or send us a text message at 314-436-7900. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Chris Ronji, Amy Markscore is with you as always. We want to hear from you. Ronj asked the question, were you paying attention to some of the elections that took place in states across the country yesterday? 314-436-7900 to text or call. And Ronj, not to put too fine a point on it, but just following up on what I was saying as far as the snapshot fallacy that the right seems to be in right now, that woke is dead and the MAGA Trump right is the new future of America, and that's just how people are going to vote. That's not true. Historically, we see the swings among the American electorate. People thought that's what it would be with the Obama presidency. And look where it swung. It swung the other way to Trump. But right now, just yesterday, Trump was urging Republicans to kill the filibuster, saying, if we don't kill the filibuster, we're going to lose. Now, we've seen the political football that the filibuster is. If you're in power, you want to kill it. If you're not in power, it's sacred. It's so short-sighted. It's so insane to me that the Republicans would think of killing the filibuster now, especially while they're in power. They control the three branches of government. And again, just imagine, okay, if you kill the filibuster, picture 10 Zohran Mamdanis and AOCs, right, in any level of power in the federal government. Now there's no filibuster. Do you regret it? Because one reason why Trump was able to appoint so many federal judges in the previous administration, or not administration, his first term, the previous term, because the Democrats had killed the filibuster for federal judges. And then they were mad that Trump appointed all these federal judges. So every time you remove a failsafe, every time you bulldoze a barrier, you're paving the way for more radical change on either side, a quicker change, which makes us fundamentally more unstable, which is bad.
Well, there is a misunderstanding that I think a lot of people have of how politics works and has always worked and will always continue to work. And that is that if you have a democracy and you're able to vote, there are going to be wide pendulum swings all the time. It's going to go back and forth until we are dead, until long after we have died. It will be this way where we go left, and then maybe for 20 years we're there, and then we go right, mm-hmm. and we're there for 20 or 30 years, then we go back left again. That's just how, as long as we have a system in which people can vote, this is how it's going to work forever and ever and ever. It is only if we lose that, then we won't get the choice, right? But that's not where we are right now. As long as we have voting, as long as we have elections, that's how this is going to go forever. And I do think there is a fundamental misunderstanding on the part of people who are in office right now. And that's probably always going to be true, that you kind of tend to think that whatever is happening right now, that is it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's everything. And that is going to be the future. And it's never going to change again. I think that's probably just human nature. But it would be wise of us. Look at how swing voters are. I've always found it fascinating that every 2 years, these people who consider themselves independent voters are like, I like this guy. Nope, now I like that guy. Wait, hold on a second. I like this other party now. It's just a fascinating idea to me. But that's pretty much what happens.
No, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we don't know exactly, but in 2016, somewhere, say like 12%, between 9 and 14%, but 12% of voters who voted for Obama voted for Trump. And then it can go the other way as well.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it is short-sighted and naive to think this is it. This is the new winning cultural ideology in America.
Messages at 314-436-7900. One here says, how much of the younger people's sentiment against the, quote, billionaire bros is influencing a desire for socialism? I think socialism is usually a younger person's mindset. I think it tends to trend younger. And maybe that, I think there's just, it's probably not just younger people. I think it's everybody is sort of over this whole idea that people who have a lot of money already are continuing to get these breaks and continuing to see their wealth exponentially increase while looking at their own situations. If you're middle class or lower class and you look around and go, well, nothing's changing for me. Meanwhile, these people are making trillions.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't seem right. And certainly it is not sustainable. We can't go on like that forever.
And I think too, and again, we don't have enough time for this, but if you look at the Venn diagram of income inequality and poverty, they do overlap some, but they're not the same, because there's nothing fundamentally wrong about income inequality if the floor is high. Like I said, if we all have $10 million and everyone else has $10 billion, technically the gap is bigger than it is now. But what you want to look at is poverty in the floor, and then you want to look at how people are struggling. So like I said, they're not a perfect circle, poverty and income inequality. But because we are seeing a lot of people struggle, right, with certain things, with groceries and so forth, and insurance, our health insurance is a mess. It's hard to keep in mind that overall, our wealth as Americans has gone up. Our ability to get goods that previously would have been considered luxuries has gone up. But there are certain services, I think insurance and health is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, that causes a lot of Americans to struggle. So two things can be true. Our wealth as a nation, our ability to access luxuries and goods can be higher than ever at the same time that other costs are putting a strain on our financial
burdens. Yeah, and that first part, right, and that first part doesn't bring any comfort to people who are struggling on the day-to-day, who they are trying to pay for insurance and trying to pay for groceries, and they see the cost of all of that going up. And then again, and it's not so much about inequality. I think we're always going to expect that there are going to be people who make more money, a lot more money than those at the bottom. That's always going to be us. But I think it's the gap. When the gap is so huge, when, again, you see the $798 billion worth of wealth that has been created in the last year by 10 people in this country. Yeah. And then you look around and you are struggling. Maybe you're having a difficult time buying groceries and you don't know how you're going to pay for your insurance premium when it doubles or potentially triples. And then you see people making that kind of money in the last year. I don't know how you would not look at that and go, hold on a second. This is just not working and we can't keep going on like this.
Just as a quick note, not that it would necessarily bring comfort, but bringing up the idea of socialism and looking at totally different economic policies and approaches, that's when you do need to look at the overall wealth and say, it doesn't bring me comfort. We need to fix it. But it doesn't mean that necessarily switching to socialism is better. That's what I mean by that broader view of you can both be struggling and saying, how do we make this better? But also realize historically certain economic policies have not worked.
And the answer may not be go hard to the left, but it could be maybe we should adopt some of that because some of that could work for people. Let's do this. When we come back, we wanted to talk about parties. Because we love parties. If there's anything this room loves more than a party, I don't know what it is, and I'd like to know.
Not political parties.
No. Just,
Ragers.
Getting loose. This room loves to get loose. Well, there was a party that happened in a town in the area, and got out of control. We'll talk about that and more. Chris and Amy show until noon on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Well, Amy threw a rager in O'Fallon, Missouri last night. Or was it over the weekend? You threw the rager that got out of
Sunday
control?
Night.
You want to tell us about it? What happened?
Okay, so It's actually not great because a kid did get hurt.
Oh.
So a high school house party got out of control in St. Charles in O'Fallon, Missouri. There was at least one injury to a teen, thousands of dollars in property damage. So the event happened in the Preston Woods neighborhood. The homeowner was away. It started as a kid, some of his friends, getting together to watch football. What happened then, the address of this house in the Preston Woods area neighborhood went on social media and started spreading among like hundreds of high schoolers. A 16-year-old, Kaylin Homar, was the host of the gathering and said, quote, "It just got a little out of hand." He eventually called 911 because kids kept showing up, and he said the address kept spreading. And he said that someone that he doesn't know invited a guy from Timberland High School, and the guy from Timberland High School leaked the address, and then it just kept spreading. And he was scared. It got crazy. Someone threw a chair and it hit a 17-year-old in the head.
Good Lord.
Who needed 7 stitches. Some other kids, friends, took him to the hospital, and then the homeowner was called and the moms were called, and it was just insane. He said the back door didn't lock. We were, quote, "We were trying to hold it shut, and there were like 100 people at the back door trying to get in."
Good Lord. I didn't do high school parties like that, and I'm pretty sure we never have one that got out of control like that.
Yeah.
It's not unusual for a party to get out of control, and social media exacerbated the problem here because it was very easy for word to spread that this happened. I didn't even go to college parties that were like this.
So none of us in this room went to, because we were talking about this before the show. We're at a party that got out of hand, which I know a lot of you listening think we're losers, which we probably are, because I know our boss told us, he's like, "You never went to a high school party that got out of hand?" No, I didn't. You didn't. Matt didn't. But
they were
not
like this.
No, and it's not just social media, because we have a caller who had a high school party get out of hand like long before cell phones and smartphones and social media. Hello?
Hello.
So you had a wild high school party. When was this?
This was in 1975. So definitely no social media. We still used, you know, wall phones and wrapped cords into the closet so we could talk in private. it was a party. I was a sophomore in high school, trying to, you know, get with the cool kids. I'm not proud of this anymore.
Anymore. But there was a time you were, though. So can't wait to hear it now.
I was very proud at one point. But, so I wanted to have a party. I talked to my parents about it. My parents were there. My dad said he would buy some beer, which turned into a lot of beer. Anyway, I don't know how word got out, but there were hundreds of kids at this party. The police were called. They said that they had to park blocks away and walk because there was literally no place for them to park. They couldn't. People's driveways were blocked. It was kind of crazy. And actually, even 4 years later, when I started dating my now husband, and he came to my house, he said, "Oh, I've been here. I was here for." I was here for a party, and he didn't even go to the same high school I went to.
Oh,
so there were people from high schools all over. The police, like I said, showed up. They basically said that it was disturbing the peace, and they ticketed my dad and said, just keep the noise down. And no one was told to leave. They took up a collection.
What?
There was money. Money was raised from the kids at this party, and then that later got stolen by somebody else at the party.
What was it going to be for?
To pay the ticket.
Oh, okay. All right.
To pay the ticket. We did have to completely repaint the whole upstairs because people were standing in line to get to the bathroom and had their feet on the walls, and you know, leaning up against the walls and the basement. My
going to the bathroom on the walls.
Went to the bathroom. There was people in the backyard smoking then illegal marijuana. It was very much out of control. My brother, who's a year younger than me, was so upset and was yelling at people to get out of our house. And
so, yeah. How did it spread that quickly?
I have no idea. I mean, I just told a handful of friends at school, and it got all over. There was probably two or three different high schools and maybe some private Catholic schools. I don't know.
This was in the St. Louis area, right?
It was, yeah, down in South County. Town what? South Subdivision.
Oh. The Town South Subdivision.
But everybody knows it.
And everybody went, that's incredible.
And nobody got arrested. They just didn't want to walk anybody back to the squad car because it was too far away. That's all
I
that was.
Probably. Well, yeah, nobody was arrested. Nobody was told to shut it down. It was just
wild.
Keep it quiet.
Hey, well, I know, and you told us that you were proud of this at one point, so I'm proud of you. And I think you should keep being proud of it. That's great.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Actually, I told my daughter I was going to call in. I said, well, maybe I shouldn't. This isn't something I should be sharing. But I think the most amazing part was, how did anybody back then even find out about anything? You know, when you think of the access of social media now, like everybody, yeah. it's at your fingertips constantly. And so somehow or another, word got out back then.
Well, we have someone watching on YouTube. Jake is watching on YouTube. He said, I lived in Town South and my dad 100% was at that party.
There you go. You're famous. Well done.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for checking in.
That's awesome. That's awesome stuff.
I don't know if it's awesome, but yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, if you were at that party, 314-436-7900, that's really funny.
This message says, when I was 19, I lived in South Pasadena, went to a party that had 5,000 people.
What?
The police helicopters came and they broke it up.
In a house?
I guess so.
5,000?
Yeah.
That has to be just take over the whole neighborhood at that point.
That's wild. Good for you guys. Hey, yeah. Have a little fun, would you?
No, not too much
fun. Have a little fun.
I don't like when things get out of control. That's why I don't like too many of anything. I don't like too many people. Like, I don't like too many butterflies. Too many of anything feels out of control.
That's unbelievable. Another one. More than once was at a high school party that resulted in cops getting called and dozens of kids scattering in every direction. Once kids in the backyard knocked down a fence to get away.
Oh, jeez. So,
guys, stop. Look, we know that our listeners here are pretty, what's the word I want to use for them? Sophisticated, I think.
Well, I was not sure which direction you were going.
hearing stuff like this makes me question how sophisticated I thought they were.
Well,
and another message,
we know not all of them are sophisticated.
And another message says they wrote the address of a party on the chalkboards at the schools.
What?
And that's how everybody found out. I wonder if they're referencing the party we just heard about.
Oh, I don't know. Or if that was just a strategy in general. Was that a generic strategy or was that the Town South neighborhood?
It's not bad. Not a bad idea.
Think about it. If you right now had to get the word out to a bunch of high schools without any phone calls or no smartphones, no social media, like you said, you could use the wall phone.
You really could. Did you see this? Coming up next, it is the Chris and Amy Show. We're going to talk about the economy at 10 o'clock. We will talk about how you can build credit and hang on to it. Also, Amy mentioned the K-shaped economy. We're going to get Todd Krentz's thoughts on that. He's the president of Krentz Financial Group.
Did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ronch, if you get fired, I have a job for you.
Park Ranger.
Heck, this might even be better than the current job that you have. A German museum now offers, quote, grumpy tours. The grumpy guide says, quote, "I try to make them feel as ignorant as possible." So the museum advertises that this grumpy tour, which costs €7, is, quote, grumpy and highly unpleasant. Though that might be an understatement. Over the course of the 70-minute walk through the museum, the ponytailed art historian points fingers into visitors' faces, tells them off for checking their phones or sitting down, and berates them for their general ignorance, all while stomping through the palatial corridors.
And you get paid for this?
Of the Kunstpalast at breakneck speed. He said, "I never insult the visitors directly based on their personality or appearance, but I insult them as a group. My contempt is directed at an inferred ignorance."
Oh my God.
"That may not exist, but I try to make them feel as ignorant as possible."
This is like Dick's Last Resort for museums.
€7. And this guy just berates you for your ignorance.
Hold on a second. Hold
for
on.
70 minutes.
Are you kidding? Really? Yeah. I get how he makes how much?
Why are you on the phone right now?
Hey, Steve. Steve, I quit. I have a new job. I have to go.
How?
Okay, thanks, Steve. He goes, "That actually works out great."
They
not happy with him.
He's okay with it. They asked the grumpy guide, "Why is this so popular?" He said he thinks people enjoy the emotional
ride. Yes, they
ride.
Do. That's why so that's why people went to Dick's Last Resort, so they could get berated. Oh my God, I love it.
I just love.
Hold on. Do I have to speak German?
I don't think so, because it's tourists. I just love, listen to this. My contempt is directed at an inferred ignorance that may not even exist, but I try to make them feel as ignorant as possible.
Oh my God, I love it.
How amazing is it? It's official.
That is right. That's right in my wheelhouse, baby.
I told you you would love this.
Grumpy tours. Yeah. I love it. Well, speaking of museums, you're going to love this one. We know about the Louvre heist, right?
Yeah,
everybody knows about the Louvre heist, the millions of dollars worth of jewels that were stolen by men in safety orange vests who acted like they were just doing construction.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a security investigation after the fact, it was discovered that the Louvre's password for the video surveillance system was Louvre.
Not even Louvre guest.
It was just Louvre. That was... That is awesome.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sounds like something an idiot would put on his luggage.
Let me in. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's awesome. The password was the name of the building.
You felt stupid.
Yes. So just imagine, if you've ever screwed anything up or you've not done... something like you've done something incompetent.
What I love about this Louvre heist is not just that there was a vulnerability that was exploited, but they actually diversified their incompetence.
Yeah.
They had multiple levels of incompetence. Their password for the security system was Louvre. They let the video security subscription expire, so it wasn't good anymore. They used glass that was easily breakable. And it just unbelievable. And again, reminding people, it was not the security guards or the security system that alerted the Louvre to the heist. It was a guy who was riding by on his bike.
It's the best.
He was on his bike.
Yeah.
Riding by. Hey, are those guys robbing the Louvre? I better call the Louvre.
No.
You
know what? What a busybody.
They are some
Stop
guys.
Being so nosy.
I think they have the crown jewels.
It's very nosy.
It does
nosy.
Not matter.
It's very nosy of them. Stop it.
Unbelievable.
I know you're going to love this one, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
A new business has opened in Kimswick, and it is a soda shop, and it is called Sody Specialty Drinks.
Sody.
You love saying Sody.
Well, I'm not a Sody. I am pro local small business.
Mm-hmm.
And I will set aside my general unease with the word sody.
No, it's not unease. You have disdain for it.
You don't. Listen, do you call soda a sody pop?
Sometimes.
No, you don't.
Sometimes, because I think it's fun.
You know what? I know you do, because you think it's cute.
It is.
And this guy thinks he's adorable.
It's cute. It's a cute way to say soda.
Why do you act cute when I know that you have disdain for other people who think they're cute?
That's not... It depends.
It's so true.
It depends.
You hate the Lumineers because they think they're cute.
Oh, yeah.
The hey-ho.
The hey-ho music is just... Oh, throw that in the river. Oh, my God, if you're one of those. And what's the other one about... the Home, that song.
Oh, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Oh, throw that whole band in the Mississippi because
Alabama,
you can't.
Alabama, Arkansas.
Yes.
I do love my mom and
in the river. In the river.
You're the only
in the
one.
In the worst, deepest part of the Mississippi where you cannot possibly swim.
So you're
that's
the only
where
one.
I want them.
You're the only one that gets to be cute?
Yes, that's
right.
That's
selfish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.